Hello? Hi. Everyone, please take a seat. We're about to, we are starting. This session is OpenJDK Project Wakefield, the Wayland desktop for JDK on Linux. It's going to be a bit of a show here because we have three of us, so we're going to swap over. There's only two mics. We'll do our best. Very quick intro, and then I'll turn it over. So I'm Phil Race. I work at Oracle. I'm the lead for the client libraries on OpenJDK. Next to me is Alexey Ushakov. He actually used to work in the Java 2D group at Sun a long time ago, but these days he works at JetBrains. And there's Niels de Graaf, who's a product manager or
product owner, but it's
product, whatever, at, at Red Hat in the desktop group. And so he is going to do our first session. I'll hand it over to Neil.
Okay, that's good. Maybe I should.
You should.
I should. But this is going to be very interesting to do. Yes, I did not sign up for some dancing, but it's fine. So first, quickly about the structure. We're first going to quickly explain what Wayland is, and then explain how OpenJDK then it tries to work on it, and the whole Wakefield project. And then finally, we have an actual demo and some explanation by Alexey. So quickly for Wayland, because we don't have that much time. So a bit closer? Okay, that should be better. First of all, what is Wayland? What is X11, for example, that it tries to replace? So it's about displaying, so rendering things into a let's say, a matrix of pixels, something called, we sometimes call a frame buffer, and you usually try to get that on a stream, but maybe also try to stream that somewhere over the internet. And why do we need something fancy around that? It's because once you have multiple applications trying to render something, you want to have something like some kind of decisions around, okay, do we put them next to each other, on top of each other, or that kind of thing. So basically window management or tiling or whatever you want. And that's where a display server comes in, and you talk a display protocol between the apps and a display server. And it's usually also very related to input management because, you know, if you have typing something, you want to go to your browser, for example, and you don't want to type your browser in some keylogger application or something. So quickly about X11, which is, let's say, the old thing. So X11, starting from the white, so we have the X11 server, which you start up normally using something like StartX, which is going to listen to a socket, usually based on the display name, usually something like 0. And then each of your applications, I mean, imagine those two top applications being your browser or your file manager, and then they will actually say, they will also connect to that socket. Sometimes if you have to do that display equals variable for the environment, and that's when which kind of socket it will try to listen to, so it will define the server. Now you're going to say something like, okay, now please, X11 server, can you create me a new window? So X-create window or something with this window, with this width and height, and then you can do your fancy things that you normally would expect to be able to do from a window manager. Now, that whole logic of should we be doing tiling or should we be doing overlapping windows and so on, that's usually what another X11 client, which is then usually the window manager, comes in, and that actually helps in setting all the logic, let's say. So that's how the usual thing in X11